Welcome back to the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. Three officials with the city of Aurora are sharing their experience after having been diagnosed with COVID-19. The mayor, police chief, and police commander in Illinois' second largest city all tested positive last month for the virus. They've since recovered, but they took to Facebook recently to share their experience and let the public know that the virus is serious and poses a real threat. Mayor Richard Irvin joins us now. He's been mayor of Aurora since 2017. Mayor Irvin, welcome to the 21st.
Well, hello, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, I guess, is the opportune question. No, how are you feeling now?
Well, I appreciate you having me on to talk about my experience with COVID-19. Well, let me tell you, I'm feeling so much better. I often refer to my experience as having been to the edge and back. It was a long battle with the virus, but I've overcome and I'm out of the woods and I'm pretty much on my way to a full recovery.
Okay. Well, I understand it was you and a couple other officials in the city of Aurora who developed these COVID-19 symptoms, I should say. Police Chief Kristen Zeman, as well as Police Commander Keith Cross. And I understand that Commander Cross actually had to be hospitalized for dehydration. Here's what he had to say about his experience with the COVID-19 illness.
I just didn't feel myself. And so after work that day, I came home and just tried to eat something. And that was my first indication. When I tried to eat dinner, I really didn't have an appetite. So I said, I'm going to lay down. I got to go to bed early just to catch up on my rest. And that night, I went to bed about 7 o'clock and woke up about 9:30. And I felt like a truck had hit me. And I was vomiting, I had fever, had a lot of different things going on. So that was my first trip to the emergency room.
Now, Mayor Irvin, we heard that, and I understand that Chief Zeman's symptoms were more on the mild side, at least as far as this disease goes. And we've heard a lot. Most people will get a mild case. But as I understand it, your symptoms were pretty terrible. I think you just said a few minutes ago it was like going to the brink and back. Go ahead. Yeah. How did you feel this coming on?
You know, my symptoms were terrible. Not quite as bad as Keith, where I didn't end up at the hospital, but pretty extreme. I had a full body ache, you know, with extreme throbbing headache, and I was dizzy and disoriented. When I'd stand up, I couldn't stand up because I was so dizzy. I had body tremors at night when I slept. My gums and eyes seemed to hurt. They ached. I had night chills and sweats, and let me explain that. The sweats, because my temperature, I had a high temperature from the top half of my body. But the bottom half was so cold that I'd have to wear gym shoes at night when I slept to keep my feet warm. I was going through it. When I wake up to change clothes, it seemed like my shirt was so wet that I had run it underwater. I had difficulty breathing. I had to train myself to take shallow breaths at night when I slept and during the day so I didn't go into fits of coughing, dry coughing that hurt my chest. I had no appetite for well over a week. I lost well over 10 pounds. That didn't matter because I had no sense of taste or smell. I had lost that totally. You know, I'd gone through it, so I need people to know that this is very serious.
Yeah. How did you know that this was likely COVID? I think many of us have probably had the experience since we started reading and seeing and hearing news reports about this. You think, boy, did I have it? Did it? Was this, you know, was that sore throat I had a couple of weeks ago just a mild thing? How did you know, oh my gosh, this is really the global pandemic, you know, coming home to me?
Well, I didn't. And, you know, like most people, I probably thought that it wouldn't happen to me. You know, if only a certain percentage of the population get it, I'm sure I won't be in that percentage, is what I thought. However, Keith Cross, Commander Cross, was the first person to start showing symptoms. Now, I had this feeling where I felt uneasy, like I had a cold at first. But then Keith, because of his symptoms and declining so quickly, he got tested. He tested positive. So myself, Chief of Police, and all the individuals that meet with Keith on a regular basis went and got tested. I tested positive on March 21st and went downhill from there. And then I started to feel all those symptoms that I just explained. Actually, at one point, I felt like I got better. After about 3 days, I got better. almost as though it was going away. And then I had a relapse and it came back.
So it was up and down as you went through the course of this illness.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. Until the brunt of it, where I felt the most serious symptoms. Since then, I've been released from the health department for the last 10 days. I haven't had a temperature or any symptoms. So per the health department, it appears that I'm out of the woods and headed to a full recovery.
Okay. You know, we mentioned earlier that you all, you and Chief Zeman and Commander Cross all took to Facebook last week to share your experience. Let's listen to a little bit of what Chief Zeman's experience of COVID-19 was.
I just assumed that it was a head cold. And so I ignored it. And I thought, well, those aren't symptoms. And then as my symptoms started to progress, it was right around that time that Commander Cross was positive. And that it was right about that time, the day that I found out he was positive, it was actually the morning after, that I was down with the fever and with cough, but I never got it as bad in my respiratory, you know, in my chest. Like I didn't have trouble breathing. Mine was mostly just cough and chills and fever. And I don't know about you guys, but the interesting thing about this for me was I would wake up maybe 3 days later and be like, wow, I feel kind of okay today. And then the next day I would go down with another fever. So for me, it was about 10 days of up and down.
So up and down, just like you described, Mayor, but not the same respiratory symptoms. I wonder, have you ever experienced anything even close to this kind of illness before?
Even close, not even close. And, you know, over the years, you know, I've had bad colds and had bout of the flu, but this was so much worse, indescribable almost, you know, the pain and the feeling of the body aches, but at the same time being disoriented. And dizzy, you know, almost like an out-of-body experience, you know, where you just watch yourself, you know, be in so much pain and turmoil, hoping that it passed eventually.
Do you know how you contracted the virus?
Well, you know, as I said, Keith Cross was the first individual that was tested positive, and his son goes to college in New York, and Keith had been there to visit his son and just also went there to pick his son up when the COVID outbreak occurred, and then he came back. That's when he started getting sick. Now, health officials say it's possible we could have gotten this from Keith, from the commander. However, it's hard to say. I mean, we could have gotten it from a number of people in and around the city.
Yeah.
You know, I shake hands on a guy used to, or you know, for a living as the mayor of the city of Aurora. So it's no telling, you know, where I contracted this. But what made me get tested is when my police commander tested positive, and I would start feeling the symptoms myself.
Yeah. So how many cases are there currently in the city of Aurora? Confirmed cases, we should say, because obviously
we have over 200 confirmed cases right now, 208 confirmed cases in the city of Aurora.
Okay, and we always specify confirmed in these cases because the testing has been so limited in availability in some parts of the state. I want to ask you about the testing process for this. Can you talk a little bit about what it was like for you to get tested for COVID-19?
Well, I'll tell you this. You know, it was no easy feat. We had to make a number of telephone calls to a number of hospitals in the area until we found one willing to test a first responder and those individuals like myself that were in contact with this first responder. There were no tests available and no facilities that were giving tests unless you were in the hospital and experiencing, you know, symptoms so serious that where you had to actually be admitted. So, and I'll tell you this, it can seem like as of right now, it's gotten much more better proficient. The testing itself was very simple. We ended up going to Delmar Hospital, and it was as simple as a drive-through. I pulled my car up to an area. There's a medical professional in full gear, M95 mask and glasses or shield, face shield, as well as apron and gloves. And they pretty much stick a Q-tip in your nostril area, kind of deep in your nostril area, and that is it. And then they ask you your name and birthday, and you drive off. The whole experience took less than, you know, 2.5 to 3 minutes.
Hmm. You don't even get out of the car.
Never got out of the car. Never got out of the car. It's just a drive-through. But it took, you know, 7 days to receive the results because of the high number of individuals that are being the high number of tests that are being run through labs. Labs weren't prepared to do the tests. So not only do we have a lack of testing, we have a lack of the availability of labs to complete this testing in a timely manner. So hopefully the new test that we keep hearing about, where you get results within 15 minutes, you know, hopefully those tests become more available to our community. But right now they are not. Testing is, you know, almost nil.
And that's what I was going to ask. Is that still the case? Do you feel like there's still not nearly enough testing in Aurora right now?
Absolutely. Right now, the only people that are being tested on a regular basis because of the lack of testing and the availability of the labs are our healthcare professionals, which are absolutely important to test them on a regular basis, and our first responders, police and fire, those individuals that come in contact, that may come in contact with people with that have COVID-19 on a regular basis. But the average citizen would not just say, you know, I feel slight cold symptoms, or I want to be sure that I may have it and don't want to give it to my family members. Can't go get tested right now. Now, we're working on that, and we hope to have that availability up and running hopefully in the next 2 weeks. But as of right now, it is not available.
I wonder, taking a step back, if you, and I should say we're talking with Aurora Mayor Irvin here, about his experience of getting COVID-19. But take a step back. If you can think back to when you first heard about coronavirus, right? Maybe it was a story about something happening overseas, and how actually contracting it, you know, changed your view and your understanding of what needed to be done about this.
You know, as I said, you know, when it first came out, we first started having meetings about the possibility of COVID coming to Aurora or the Chicagoland area. You know, it wasn't as though we thought it would happen to us, you know, early on. And then when we started to see that it was serious, this was spreading, and we started to plan, we realized that we were woefully unprepared for the onslaught of what we were about to experience, whether it be PPEs, personal protective equipment, masks. We didn't have enough, and we still don't have enough. You know, we don't know how long this shelter-in-place order is going to be. We don't know if the norm is going to be in the future that everybody wears masks for a long period of time until there's some type of vaccine or some way to mitigate the seriousness of COVID-19. We don't know. So we're preparing for an unknown. We weren't ready for it, but we're trying to be ready for it if this lasts until the fall.
Yeah. And I wonder, go ahead. Yeah.
Go ahead.
No,
well,
please.
What I can say to people is, please take this seriously. You know, here in Illinois, you know, the governor is very passionate and very sincere about making sure he protects, you know, the citizens of Illinois, as well as, you know, me as the mayor of the second largest city in the state. You know, it's very important. Take the stay-at-home, shelter-in-place order seriously. Take social distancing seriously. Make sure you wash your hands and practice hygiene on a regular basis. Because if I'm here and I can tell my story because I survived, not everybody's going to have that benefit. And I don't want any family member or any child, any mother, father, brother, sister, grandma, or grandfather to have to go through the pain that I went through, or even worse, not be able to tell the story once it's over. So I think we need to be taking this very seriously. I know we do.
Sure, sure. And I wonder if having, you know, yourself, two top police officials in a city government, you know, you all contract the virus, and we've only got a couple of minutes left here, but I wonder if having so many city officials in one place diagnosed with this illness changes the way you approach it as a government, you know, maybe in the way you, how strictly you enforce the stay-at-home orders, for example. Has it informed the city's approach at all?
Absolutely. I mean, we run city government totally differently. I mean, from our police and fire, when they go out to calls, our EMT calls, EMS calls, we assume that every person we come in contact with could potentially have COVID-19, and we have to protect ourselves and our citizens and our families from it. We do all of our city council meetings and all of our important meetings by video and by telephone and email now. We're never all in the same location or the same room as we all used to meet previously. We have totally changed how we operate and do government. City Hall is pretty much closed down, you know, at least until the end of this month, maybe the end of next month. So, you know, we're just trying to make this work in the new norm that we're experiencing.
And the last thing I want to ask you about, we've sadly heard about two Chicago police officers who've passed away from COVID-19. Many others have tested positive, including a police officer in Champaign. You talked about, you know, having your first responders behave as though everyone they come in contact with is potentially infected. But what are you doing specifically to protect your first responders? And just less than a minute left here.
All right. Well, PPEs, masks, gloves, aprons, face shields. We're ordering huge amounts of hand sanitizer and cleaning equipment that we take through all of our departments. Police departments and firehouses and City Hall. We're just looking at this as a virus that we've got to beat, and we're going to do it everything we can to make sure we do that.
Richard Ervin is the mayor of Aurora. He's been the mayor there since 2017. Mayor Ervin, thank you so much for taking the time to share your story with us today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Coming up after the break, we're going to hear about some of the challenges that one Springfield restaurant owner is having to navigate as the coronavirus crisis continues. If you'd like to join that conversation or share how the small businesses in your area have been affected by COVID-19, give us a call at 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. That conversation right on the other side of this quick break. I'm Brian Mackey. You're listening to The 21st.